This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That's right. We are riding with the king on this Monday afternoon. It's the Midday Show, and joining us right now to talk all things Eagles is Howard Eskin, sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. McGurk's is opening up two more locations in the next couple months, one in Horsford and another one in Langhorne. Be sure to check them out. Make it McGurk's. Howard, how are we doing today?
You know, I'm hanging in there. I'm just, you know, another day in trying to make it paradise, but listening to you guys, I'm saying, what the hell is going on?
You don't waste no time.
Taking shots.
With the insults.
Two dopes.
Well, that's why we invited you on. We needed a third.
There's the good and the stupid. Hey, listen, stupid people are stupid. You can't help stupid. You can't teach stupid because they're stupid. So, you know, I can't, you know, explain it any more than that. All right, Joe, let's start with you.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, the defense is winning football games for the Eagles, so you're right in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And the genius there with you, Hugh Douglas, is an idiot. The defense has won these, has really been the most important factor. There's a lot of things that have won these games. But the defense, without this defense, they wouldn't be on this winning streak. They wouldn't have eight wins. It's that simple. Saquon Barkley is terrific. I get all that. But you couldn't get to him if the defense wasn't the way they were. All right, now let me get to the thing where, like, I don't know where you're coming from on this. Nick Nurse is a good coach.
Sure, you know, yeah, yes.
Wait a minute. How can you tell?
Well, he won a championship with the
Rockets. Well, yeah, but that's not here, Joe.
I understand. Well,
you know, idiots win championships. Barry Switzer won a championship.
He beat the Warriors, but first of all, he didn't beat nobody.
And Draymond Green got suspended. All right, so that was the situation where Draymond Green got suspended,
you think,
right?
This is Nurse's fault, what's going on right now? You got the star player who plays when he wants to. The other one's 35. Maxie's out. Their best player right now is a rookie.
You know what? He annoys me because he doesn't tell people the truth.
Doesn't mean he's not a good coach.
He is molded into Daryl Morey Jr.
Well, Morey's the most overrated guy in the city right now.
I talked to a very, very big NBA person this morning. Very big in the NBA. He agrees that Morey is a fraud and awful. And when I said he's a con man, he says, yep, I would agree with that too. He's a con man. He's agreed that Joel Embiid is lazy and they will never, and I said this 3 years ago, so people, you know, they wanted to kick me out on the street. Yeah, you're just a hater. Yeah, hate this. All right. They will never, N-E-V-E-R, for the idiots that can't spell it.
Spell it slowly, Howard. N-E-V-E-R. We got to write it down.
Too fast.
Write it down, yeah.
I mean, it's just lazy. Not interested. It's just he got his money because that moron that runs this team, actually he's not a moron, he's just a fraud and a con man, gave him a 3-year extension. It's like it baffles me when they knew he had a knee injury. What is he doing? And Paul George, who is probably a nice player, however, 4-year max when nobody else would give it to him, and he takes off games too. It's just unbelievable. And let me just describe Joel Embiid is doubtful tonight with a illness?
Yes.
What the hell? What are we doing here? You're making $62.5 million a year, and you can't play with a little illness? You know what? I'll just use a word. I need to use a worm. But I'll just use a word, and you get the definition of it. He's a cat. All right? All right. So you use whatever definition you want.
Uh-oh.
Howard, let's talk about a team that actually is fun to watch right now, and
yes.
That is the Eagles. Six wins in a row. The defense has been incredible. Howard, did you think that this defensive turnaround was possible to this level? Because I didn't think it would happen this quickly. You know, we know Fangio's had a great career and he's really good, but I thought it would take him longer than, 10 games to go from where they were last year to where they are now.
I don't know the amount of games. I never really thought about it that way. It's an excuse when Saquon said it, and I think he is a stand-up guy, and he's a great teammate, and he's a terrific player. When he says the first four games were preseason, I don't want to hear that. It's the way it is for everybody. So, everybody's pretty much doing the same thing. So I don't want to hear that. But the defense started to learn how to play together. You realize that, and Cooper DeJean didn't play for how many of those first four games?
I think he missed them all. Maybe he was back, but barely got on the field in the third and fourth game.
He's really important.
Yep.
He's really important. I mean, Mitchell is obviously terrific. Cooper DeJean fits so well in that secondary. Then you got Jalen Carter stepped up this year. The linebackers have played. Zach Bond has just gotten better. It seems like he gets better each game. Their defense is unbelievable. So did I know what they were going to be? I thought they would win 11 or 12 games. They might win more than that. The next 2 weeks are interesting. The Rams are okay, but they're beatable, and the Eagles are a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens I thought would be really tough, and they will be tough. But I don't know what it is, what's missing with the Ravens right now. I mean, Pittsburgh beats them and doesn't score a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. Russell Wilson stinks. I don't care what you say. Oh, yeah, they won with Russell Wilson. And they kicked, six field goals?
Been in the red zone. Russell's been pretty rough.
Yeah, by the way,
year.
Hugh, that 6 times 3 is 18, in case you were kind of wondering.
18, 16. Yeah, that was
good at math.
Thank you so much. I was sitting here confused.
But the reality is the Eagles are a good football team, a very good football team. I think Detroit is better. I think Jared Goff is better than Jalen Hurts. And the guy that called up and said, he had a bad game. Everybody has a bad game. I mean, he had over 400 yards yesterday. Now, I think Jacksonville is just tanked, and they're not tanked, but they've quit. The players have quit. That's just terrible. But still, he has become a much better quarterback. I mean, then you watch Josh Allen. That guy is really good, and he doesn't turn the ball over. There's some quarterbacks out there, but Jalen is good enough right now, and because Saquon Barkley is so good, you don't have to throw the ball as much. Teams are going to start, and I don't know what the first good defensive team that they will play. I guess Pittsburgh might be the first.
Yeah, Pittsburgh will
one.
Be a real challenge. That'll be a big one. Yeah.
So that'll be a big one. We'll see. And they're going to try to stop Saquon Barkley, and then Jalen's going to have to throw the ball more. But Saquon allows you not to have to throw the ball as much, and when you don't throw the ball as much, there's less risk of turnover. So all those things add into it. When Nick Sirianni, and Joe, I think you wanted to fire him earlier in the year.
Of course.
I know, because you're an idiot. Because he's a very good coach, and he stresses, there's a lot of things he stresses, and teams don't always buy into it. Teamwork and play for each other. And that's what this team is doing. It's amazing when you hear a coach say, oh, okay, yeah, everybody says that. Well, not everybody does it. This team is doing it. And they really believe in this coach that you wanted to fire. And you're not the only one. He's a very good, very good head coach.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy.
or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Because these guys love him, they play hard for him, and that's all you, that's, those are the two things you really want. You really want a team to play hard for the head coach, and they're doing it for everybody.
They are. Well, it's six in a row, and they look really good right now. All right, Harold, I'm going to give you an either-or. You got to pick one. Are you ready for this?
No.
Okay,
no.
Either-or. Because you and I agree on this. The Lions right now are a little bit better than the Eagles, and the quarterback play has been better. Okay. So, Howard, 2 months, let's fast forward 2 months from now. Eagles-Lions NFC Championship game. You could have one or the other. Option A is Jalen and the passing game are better. Like, they figured it out. They're playing better. Option number two, the game is here in Philadelphia. You could choose one of the two. Would you rather get the Lions out of the dome, bring them to Philadelphia, but have a spotty Eagles passing game, or go there with a good passing game?
Well, I'd rather get them out of the dome and play here. And you mentioned it earlier. I can't believe you actually thought about this. But the fact that they play in what we would think would be cold weather at that time of the year, and you hope it's really cold. Dome teams are not good outside. And remember, they also play another team with a dome. So they play in domes. What do they have? Nine? They have eight home games.
So Howard, I don't know. Yeah. So this year, because of their road schedule, they go to Indianapolis this weekend. They've been in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
14 of their 17 this season are inside.
Yep. Yep. So I'd rather have them play here. And then I think they will not play as well, and I can live with Jalen being, you know, a little bit better, but not going backwards. And I don't think he's going to go back. I think he's going to move forward. I think the coaches have convinced him there's things he needs to do, and they're working with him to do those things better, whether it's under center, whether it's going through the process of finding your receivers and giving yourself some time. Whatever it is, I'd rather have the Lions here, and that would be my choice.
I agree with you on that. Get Goff outside. All right, Howard, last one for you. It's been a little quiet. I mean, the baseball offseason has been about 2 weeks old. We keep seeing some little things on the Phillies. You hearing anything? Alec Boehm trade rumors. It feels like every baseball insider says he's going to be out of here. Howard, what do you think the Phillies are going to do when this thing starts, you know, heating up in the next few weeks?
Something's going to happen, but I don't think it's going to happen in the next few weeks.
Okay. Do you think it's going to be a big signing, or they're going to trade and reshuffle this thing?
Well, is Bregman a big signing?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, but they got, you know, here's, they have to know that they can trade Boehm, and they can trade Boehm if they sign Bregman, and they can trade Boehm. And I don't know if they know, they would know who. And Bregman's a nice player. I have no problem with Bregman, although I do like Alec Boehm. They will make a trade, but sometimes teams wait because they wait for the better deals. They don't feel like it's always there. Mm. They will make trades. They will add something. They're going after pitching. The starting pitching, I don't think, is their issue. Am I wrong there? They need somebody in the bullpen. They need bullpen help. They need a closer. That's what they need. And, you know, they're going to talk to the way, you know, Bob Nightingale must be on the Phillies payroll because he always puts out there something that gets the fans excited and makes them look good. And he had Juan Soto in the mix for the Phillies. He had, you know, now he's got the
Crochet, the
Crochet in the mix for the Phillies. Starter is not the first thing that I'm going after.
I agree, but if he's a Cy Young type of pitcher, he makes you better, and then you can move things around in a different way.
Well, yeah, okay. So, all right. So you get him, and then you're going to keep Wheeler. You're going to keep Nola.
You could trade Ranger maybe for something else.
Yeah, but Ranger has been, what are you going to get for him now? Because he's been sporadic with injuries as well. So I don't think you get as much for him. I think you have to keep him another year. You can't get rid of Taiwan Walker unless somebody gives you, you know, maybe three dozen.
Maybe Ranger goes back to the bullpen. He was good at that when he was younger.
Yeah, it just, but that's not their biggest need. They need an they need two outfielders, and they need the shortstop to move to the outfield.
Now we're cooking with gas here, Howard. Finally, we got somewhere with this. Yes, the shortstop should go to the outfield. He probably won't, but he should.
Yeah, but they'll do something. I mean, they're not going to sit still because they know they can't sit still because the other teams are going to get better.
Right.
The Mets are going to get better, especially if they get Soto. And the Braves are going to be better because they will get some players back from injury. Phillies have to do something. They are not a, you know, Rob Thompson can say all he wants, we have a championship roster. It's good. That's on paper. You don't play on paper. You play on the field. And they need something to change that lineup and to change the roster and the lineup. And, you know, you can start worrying about that next year. It's a joke to keep Schwarber. It doesn't work.
Oh, here we go. Here we go again.
Doesn't work. Regular season doesn't win championships.
All right. Well, we'll get back to that. Howard, thank you for hopping on as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Hey, you... There's a yellow brick road for you and Joe somewhere down the line, and some people may not know what I mean by that, but the yellow brick road, you can go see the wizard, and you may be able to get some brains.
All right, we'll see you. We'll catch you on the road, Howard. You'll be able.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.